Welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson, and look here, it's Friday again already, podcast recommendation day. But this time, it's more than just a podcast. It's a YouTube channel and a podcast and an actual person called Kenny JD. Now, I've been hanging around the edges of YouTube for years and years, and for a long time, I was a snob about it. I mean, imagine me, a snob. Back in the early days, I saw YouTube as kind of the junk drawer of original content. So many people doing so much stuff, no rhyme or reason, just kind of heaped into a random URL. So much of it was substandard, and all of it so poorly organized that it was hard to find anything that was new or fresh or, frankly, not so poorly made that was hard to look at. Well, don't get me wrong. There is still an amazing amount of mediocre to bad content on YouTube, with a new tsunami of bad crap rushing in every day. But a few years ago, I came across a sadly short-lived light news show produced by Philip DeFranco called SourceFed, with a smart and sometimes funny ensemble that looked and sounded and felt professional and smooth and, well, good. For all sorts of reasons, SourceFed faded away after a couple of years, but it got me looking for other decent content on YouTube. And a few creators over there have endeared themselves to me over the years, while many other podcasters or filmmakers have now moved over to YouTube or echo the stuff they create elsewhere on YouTube in their own channels. And it was my PharmaWired-than-I-am daughter who said, "You should look at this woman here on YouTube. You'd like her." Which finally brings me back to Kenny JD. Now, Kenny is in her late 20s, just had a birthday, in fact. Happy birthday, Kenny. And she's wry and funny and extremely smart. Now, she started doing, of all things, makeup tutorials with commentary, and an interesting choice for a good-sized woman of color from Detroit, but they caught on, and she was just getting started. Kenny's a songwriter and a musician as well, and you can hear some of her work on YouTube and on Spotify, but I caught up with her after that was well underway, more than a year ago, through just one of her channels, her Saturday show called Bad Movies and a Beat, where she watches a really awful movie, the kind that I love the most, of course, and then makes a 10 or 20 or even 30 minute video about it, laughing and swearing and carrying on while she puts on her makeup. All a blow-by-blow recap and analysis that is surprisingly sophisticated and thoughtful and enough to make you want to come back every week, which I do. Hey, her take on Saltburn alone is worth looking at. And she's in their pigeon almost every Saturday, each one better than the last. These days, she's got a lot of channels and she's doing a lot of stuff. In fact, she's co-hosting a new entertainment interview podcast right now, something called Connect the Dots, with music executive Sean Pekus Costner. Anyway, the easiest way to learn about her is just to search out her channel on YouTube. That's Kenny, with an I-E, J-D, as in Jane Darcy, though that's not her name. I have no idea what her name is. If you like bold, brassy, big laughers with something to say and almost no filter at all, you'll enjoy her in at least one or many of her many incarnations. Kenny JD. In fact, it being Friday and all, she'll probably have something new up on her feed tomorrow, so check it out. Go on, get out of here, you're bothering me. Have a good weekend and come back on Monday for another injection of the Daily Review. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review. But I can't seem to let you say I'm so sure that you love me.